It's Swell Music Quiz time here on Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness, this time from March 11th, 1995. It will be titled, It May Be a Quiz, But Norm Is Testy. Jim Frawley was the producer. We begin with Norm and the major changes being made for our show stage. His vision is magnificent. The panel of experts, Ed Mullen, also appearing as a category? Tony Bennett Nesbitt, Jack It's Good to Be Here Hart, and Daryl Gould joins us. The usual categories, rock and roll, musical comedy, jazz and big band, and with Daryl, we've added doo-wop and, quote, old-timey rock and roll, unquote. The rules are deciphered by Ed Mullen and are UN and UNICEF authorized. As always, a cheap certificate of award is the prize. It's good enough to hang with pride and use it to open a doctor's office or line a birdcage with it. Being the full-service show that we are, Norm gives hints to help you avoid a bad doctor. Now, the game begins. By my count, we take 39 calls. Please hold your applause until I've introduced the entire head table. We begin with Larry in Pennsylvania, Gail from Milton, John in Boston, Barry in Woburn, Scott from Norfolk, Tom in Marshfield, Bill from Everett, Alan in Newburyport, Marcia from Arlington, Mark in Randolph, Brandon from Franklin, Frank in Pennsylvania, Matt in Foxborough, John in Boston, Bob from Brockton, Karen in Cambridge, Fred in Medford, Stacy from Tewksbury. We have a very brief commercial break, and we hear Jack Hart talk all about Nation's Air. We return with laughter and the fact that we're just so darn obliging. Elmer in Framingham, who didn't call for the game. Bob from Holbrook, and Helene comes to Norm's rescue. We will pause then for an intermission, which will give me time to switch the cassette to side B, where we will pick up with Linda Chase, who was supposed to be joining us but got held up at her show because she's just so darn popular. Joanne in Rochester, New York, Betty in Randolph, Larry from Peabody, Denise in Brookline, Mae Kramer from the WGBH Blues Program, Dee Dee in West Virginia, Tom from Jamaica Plain, Stephen in Dedham, Ken from Akron, New York, doing a timestamp for himself because he's taping it at home, Mark in Troy, Michigan, Tom from Wellesley, Betty in Fishkill, New York, Ruth in Boston, Rocco from Weymouth, Mark in Warwick, Rhode Island, Frank from Revere, and we close with Tom in Melrose. Other moments sprinkled throughout. The subject of WBCN comes up, which used to be known as Boston's Concert Network, and Norm has an opinion. We get the chicken pea soup joke. We learn what song played the first time Norm got a hot meal at the Senior Citizen Center. Not helping his mood, Norm complains that he's done all this work on his new typewriter and there's been very few questions asked of him. Ed provides a possible solution. A new category may be added for future shows. And as always, we clean up the outstanding questions in the end. Episode 77.
That's the strip!
It may be a quiz, but Norm is testy. Gets a rolling in a one, and a two, and a three.
Outside the theater. What kind of a question?
Hey, you want the one over the door?
No, no, no. The idea is to decorate the stage. I want a Palm Beach background with swans. Why do you think we flooded the back of the stage? That's for the swans to float. But this is going to be a big production. I'm really excited about this. What was I supposed to be talking about right now? The temperature. Ken Orson telling you is the Swell Music Quiz and your chance to win a really cheaply printed copy of a certificate of award if you can stump us. Let me first of all introduce you to members of our Swell panel. And Ed Mullen is our rock and roll person. Well, we'll tell you the categories. Ed Mullen is one.
Ed Mullen was one of the categories?
No, is one of the...
When was he born?
One of the panel members.
How much does he weigh?
And what are the colors of his undershorts? And I don't really care to know.
Boxers or briefs.
Okay. And Tony Bennett. From
I love my heart.
Actually, Tony's been so much in the news. Tony Nesbitt is a member of our panel. And also, Hello. And also a member of our panel is the very lovely Jack Hart. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Norm, and it's good to be here.
All right.
That was the phoniest. It's good to be here. I think I've ever heard anybody mention it's nice to have you here, Wholesale. And of course, Ed will mention the rules. We have different categories. I'll just say that. Also, Daryl Gould is coming by. Also, Daryl is the doo-wop guy. Doo-wop-a-doo-wop, that kind of stuff.
You got to keep doing that as he walks in.
Yeah, that's right. The doo-wop, otherwise he won't. He'll turn around and walk out. We have different categories. We have rock and roll. We have musical comedy and jazz big bands kind of stuff. And we also have the doo-wop. And you can pick any category you would like. Hold on a minute while we can hear you. Okay.
Yeah, doo-wop and old-timey rock and roll.
Old-timey rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Ed Mullen, who is an expert at the rules of this game, will explain to you how this is played.
I have studied the rules, and here they are for you. I've translated them out of the original foreign language, and here it goes.
And they've been okayed by some of the top people in the United Nations UNICEF group. Now, why I said that, I have no idea. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
It's three rounds. We'll throw out a first question, and you please call up and answer the question. If you get it right, you go on to the next round, and you get the opportunity to ask us a question. If we miss, you go on to the next round, and we ask you the final question. If you get that, you win big time, and Norm will give you a big, big prize. He's just saying it's a little cheap certificate, but
it's actually printed in English.
There you go.
Sure.
There you go.
No expense spared.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was kind of a homework assignment for me. As you know, I'm taking a course in English as a second language.
Yes.
Sir. And so I can read most of it already. I'm very pleased with my progress.
That's very good.
And, yeah. And as a matter of fact, Ed Mullen had them printed up originally, you know, on the really nice kind of paper that you print certificates of awards. But since this station, Westinghouse, despite the fact that they're probably one of the most generous organizations in the world, and probably, which is nice. As a matter of fact, I think when they're selling washing machines, they give you an extra little cup of soap and stuff. They're really that kind of people. Somehow, I had to use the copying machine to copy the stuff, so that it's not kind of cheap paper, but it's nice. It's a certificate of work. A lot of people have framed them, and they're just so proud. And those are the kind of people whose houses I don't want to be invited to.
Opened up medical practices with them by just putting them on the wall and saying, "Yeah, I'm a doctor. Sure. Here's my certificate."
That's right.
And others have lined their bird cages with them, and it's those people whose house we want to be invited to.
More of those people than the other kind, yeah. Probably. Do you ever wonder about doctors' offices, though? Do you ever look at those certificates? I looked at one the other day, and it said, this doctor is a quack and is not licensed to practice anywhere, and if you're here, you ought to get out of here as fast as possible. Nobody reads those. You just assume it's going to be okay.
I've walked. What? What's going on?
I don't know. There's somebody in the hall glaring at us. I can't make out who that is.
You know, when you walk in, and they're in Latin, and I walk out, man. If their certificate's not in English, I'm saying, hey, where do they go?
You know, another reason for walking out of a doctor's office, you go in and you see a fish tank,
yeah,
and all the fish are lying on their backs on the top of the water.
Floating face up.
Floating, just floating, you know.
Oh, belly up.
I'd leave that place in a hurry. Anyway.
And of course, Norm,
yes.
If they give us the question and we get it right, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone.
And then we give them a question, and
let's bring somebody on. And I think the best way to explain the rules is to just go through a round or two. We'll go through a whole round, and people get the idea. Okay, let's call on Larry. This is Larry in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Norm.
All ready to play the swell music quiz? Are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What category would you like?
Well, would you give them again? I missed. I'm not sure I got all of them.
Rock and roll, big band, jazz, musical comedy, doo-wop, and old time rock. Early rock.
Rock and roll. Okay. Early rock and roll.
Early rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the Daryl Gould's area.
All right. Well, if you like real early stuff, you know that Clyde McFadder was the original lead singer for the Drifters. Who was the second lead singer for the Drifters? Also a very famous guy who made it on his own.
That was
Give me about 10 seconds, okay?
Benny King.
Right. Hey, good. Okay, now what you do, see, the next part of this, since you passed the first plateau, as we say, you now ask this panel a question, on the, and whatever category you pick, you have to stick with the right route. Okay, so ask us a question on early rock.
Okay, what was Benny King's real name?
Wow.
Benjamin?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, Benjamin Earl.
We apparently have no
idea.
No answer on that. Okay, so now
what is the answer?
Yeah, what is the answer on that?
Benjamin Nelson. He was originally with the Crowns.
Okay.
He was the lead singer of the Crowns.
Okay. We ask you one final question. Now, if you answer this correctly,
that's what he became king.
Then you win a certificate of award. Here's your final question. Okay, early rock. Either one of you, Ed or Daryl, want to give him the question?
Okay, well, who performed Hound Dog before Elvis? Who performed Hound Dog before Elvis Presley?
It was a famous black singer, a female named...
That's right, it was a female.
Big Mama Thornton.
That's it.
You're right. Wow. Excellent. You're right. Excellent. Wow. Excellent. Okay. Stay tuned now, and Jim Frawley, I don't know whether he knows this is part of his duties,
yeah,
does he?
He
does.
Doing something, yeah.
Okay. Jim will take your name and address, and we'll send you out a certificate of award. This is the first contestant, and right away, a winner. Okay. Let's go to Gail. Incidentally, if you want to take part in this swell music quiz, the phone number is 254-1030, area code 617. This is the time to call because it's the beginning of the program before the lines all get jammed up. 617-254-1030, and tell us the category you would like. Gail in Milton. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
What category would you like?
I really do have a choice.
Yeah, haven't you been listening to the rules, Gail? Shame on you. You have a choice on the category. That is it, rock and roll, big band, or jazz, or musical comedy, or early rock.
Early rock.
Okay, now you have a question for us. To anybody who calls, by the way, we might mention, be sure to have a question for us, because if you answer the first question, then you've got to ask us one. Do you have a question? You don't need to give it to us just yet. Here's your question on rock.
Okay.
Okay, now when you say early rock, I mean, you are referring back to in the 50s and like that?
No, Gail sounds too young for that.
Well,
you're just talking rock, aren't you?
No, that's okay. My sister indoctrinated me to the 50s, but I am in the early 60s, but I can do both.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Yes. Who is Ellis McDaniel?
Can't do it. No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Gail. Thank you very much for trying anyway. That's very good of you. Let's go to John in Boston. Hi, John. You're on WBZ and the Swell Music Quiz.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What category?
Big band.
Big band. Okay, big bands. Here's your question. Helen Forrest sang with three big bands, three blockbuster bands. Can you name those three bands? The only vocalist who ever sang with the three of the major bands.
Tommy Dorsey.
No.
How big was the band? Okay.
These were huge bands. I mean, they were the bands of the era. I'll give you 10 seconds. What do you think I said?
Oh, well, let me know.
Are you stalling?
Yeah.
I'm not talking. When I say big bands, I don't mean 900-piece orchestras.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a feeling you really don't know the answer, John, so let's get rid of you right off. And go to.
I think it was confused with the huge band era instead of the big band
era.
Yeah,
that's right. During the huge era, that was the Boston Pops Orchestra, he's probably thinking of, with 95 musicians.
You mean like a five piece or a 10 piece? He was confused with the number of people in the band.
Okay, let's go to Barry in Woburn. Barry in Woburn, now you're on WBC on the Swell Music Quiz. What category would you like?
Just rock and roll.
Okay, here's Ed Mullen to give you rock and roll.
Okay, rock and roll from the 70s. How does that sound?
Oh, okay.
Who was the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band?
Let's see. He was DJ at BCN, I believe. His name was Peter Wolf.
That's correct. Very good. And extra points, by the way, for that extra information.
This is the 10th anniversary of that radio station. We wish them the very best of luck.
No, it's the 27th.
It's the 10th year that I guess he's coming back as a disc jockey or something.
It's 27.
That's right. They've been on a lot longer. In fact, even more than that, because they used to be Boston's classic. Boston's Concert Network. That's right. That was what the BCN came from.
Yep.
Then they hired Charles Lacordaire, and they found out that they were musically illiterate, so that ended everything. Anyway, Ed.
Okay, and that's you got that question correct, Peter Wolf. Now, do you have a question for us in the category of rock and roll?
Okay, let's see. Do you remember one of the original drummer for the Beatles?
Pete Best.
His name was Pete Best.
Pete Best, right?
Yeah. After his career was, terminated with the Beatles, he went on to another profession. Do you know what that was?
He went on to another career?
Yeah. You know what it was?
I know this. I know this. Hairdressing or hairstyling.
No.
What's it?
He was a baker.
He was a baker.
Became a baker.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't sound like much of a trivia question on music, but okay, we'll accept that. Here's your question. If you get this one, then you get a certificate of award.
Okay, name the group from Boston. In 1969, a group from Boston had a hit song with Can't Find the Time. It was a soft rock group, basically a vocal group, and had a real nice dreamy type of song called Can't Find the Time. Can you tell me what the name of that group was?
Maybe if I heard a little bit of it. You don't have it there, do you?
No, we can't play it. We're just asking you the question. Do you know the answer?
Okay, it was a vocal group from Boston.
Right, basically a vocal group, right.
Basically a vocal group from Boston, circa 69.
I'll give you about five more seconds. Do you have the answer?
I don't know. I'll just guess something. Robin Hitchcock.
No, sorry, that's not right.
So I'm sorry, Barry. Thank you very much for trying. Phone number is 254-1030, area code 617. Let's take a break for some commercial. Are you still there, Jack?
Just take the break.
The Swell Music Quiz, and you know our categories, are rock and roll. They're big band, jazz, and musical comedy, doo-wop, early rock, whatever category you like. You just stick with it for the three parts of this quiz. If you're just tuning in, just listen for a couple of people who are calling in, and you'll get an idea of how we play the game. We lost Jack somewhere along the line, but he's back with us now. Jack Hart?
Hello.
Hello, Jack. It's nice to have you with us. You're just such a wonderful person.
You know, I had the answer to the Pete Best question.
Turn up your volume a little bit, would you, down there?
Yeah, I had the answer to the...
Now, turn it up a little bit.
I turned it up. Hello? I can hear him fine.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had the answer to the Pete Best question.
Oh.
You knew he was a baker?
Yeah, I did.
Well, he lost anyway, too, the guy, didn't he?
I guess so, yeah. Baker, is that correct, Jack? He was a baker?
Yeah, he was a baker, yeah.
Hmm. I guess it was Ringo who wanted the hairstyle salon, right?
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, let's go to Scott, who's down in the town of Norfolk. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What category would you like?
Rock and roll, please.
Okay.
What decade would you like? The 60s? 70s. 70s? Okay, from the 70s. What group had a hit single called Pop Music? What group had a hit single called Pop Music? They're a one-hit wonder. They had one song, it was a big hit, and that was it for their career.
What was the name of the song again?
The song was called Pop Music. Music is spelled M-U-S-I-K.
Pop Music, huh? And they were rockers.
Well, and I'll give you one more hint.
Great.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What more can you
say
about
this? Well, I'm going to give one more hint.
Please,
I know. One more hint. This will help you. The group's name is spelled with only one letter.
Oh, wow. I didn't want you to give that hint.
I'm sorry.
That's awful. I got a question for you guys.
Well, call us again another time, okay? Because we want to move along because the lines are all busy, and as a result, I would like as many people as possible. I appreciate the fact that you did have a question, and that's a good idea for anybody who's calling. Because if you get past our first question, then you have to ask us something. So be sure to have a question in the area that you pick. Okay, Tom in Marshville. Hi, Tom. You're on WBZ with
Tony Nesbitt, Ed Mullen, Daryl Gould, and Jack Hyde, and me, Norm Nathan, and his orchestra.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Okay. What's the category?
How about rock in the 70s?
Okay, here's a rock in the 70s question for you. The song called Seasons in the Sun was a poem by Rod McEwen, and it was also a number one hit in 1974 by...
Billy Jack.
Your answer is what?
Billy Jack.
Billy Jack is wrong. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Thank you for trying. 254-1030, area code 617. Incidentally, any questions that are not answered, you can come on as your first question. Just answer a question that's still kind of hanging there. Okay, so there's a question you might want to answer. And also the one on the music. Now, was it pop music?
Yeah, the hit song called Pop Music was sung by what group?
Okay. Here's, Barry in Worcester. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
Okay. What's your category?
It's rock and roll. And is that Can't Find the Time question still available?
Yes, it is. The question was, there was a Boston group that had a hit single in 1969 called Can't Find the Time. And the name of the group was?
It's Orpheus.
Orpheus is correct.
And you know what threw people off? They weren't from Boston.
I think where were they from?
Worcester.
Okay, I have down there. They were from Boston. A guy named Bruce Arnold.
Yeah, he still lives in Northboro.
Oh, okay.
So from Northboro.
Okay. Well, Northboro is very close to Worcester, obviously, and that area.
Okay.
And Marlboro also. I just want to show you. I'm familiar with the geography of Massachusetts. What's your category to your question to the group?
You guys are familiar with the Beatles tune Love Me Do?
Mm-hmm. Beatles tune Love Me Do.
Yeah. Who's the drummer on the most common version of that you hear?
You're talking about somebody other than a Beatles? You mean some other version of it?
No, it's the Beatles version.
But it's not Ringo Starr, some other drummer on there?
Yep.
You guys know?
Paul McCartney?
No. Al White.
Al White.
Uh-huh. Well, it happens when that was recorded, Ringo had not been with the group very long, and they hired a studio drummer, just in case.
And he played on the record of that?
Yep.
That's a good question, then, isn't it? That's a very good question, yeah.
Okay, great, okay. And now for the last question for you. If you get this, you win the big prize. We'll go into exactly what that prize is in a moment. The question is, what group asks these two questions? Do you believe in magic? And the next one, did you ever have to make up your mind?
Well, I wasn't aware of the second one, but wasn't the first one the Lovin' Spoonful?
That's right, the Lovin' Spoonful for both of them.
Excellent. You win a certificate of award, and we'll take your name and address right this very moment, and so you'll get it post-haste, if not sooner than that. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Wait till they start getting the certificates of awards. I wonder why they work so hard competing on this thing. That's a little joke we play on the listeners. Okay. Bill in Everett. Hello, Bill. You're on WBZ playing the Swell Music Quiz.
Hello?
Yes, Bill. What category would you like?
Yeah, what are the categories again? Music of the 70s and what else?
No, it's rock and roll, big band, jazz, musical comedy, doo-wop.
Okay, I'll go with rock and roll.
Okay, I'll ask a question to you, and the question is, what group's breakthrough album was recorded live in Japan?
Oh.
This is in the 1970s.
Breakthrough albums live in Japan?
Yeah. After this, they were just a huge supergroup for a few years.
Yep.
Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin is wrong. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Bill. Thank you very much for trying. And we'll go to Alan in the very pretty city of Newburyport. Alan, you're on WBZ.
Hey, Normie, how you doing it?
Hey, I'm doing it. How am I doing it? Well, if you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll send you details, and you'll get the details in 6 to 8 weeks.
All right. When you say the category is musical comedies, what do you mean? Like
musical comedies, American musical comedies. You know, that to start out in Broadway. Came to Boston and all that. You know, regular, well-known. These are not tricky things.
Oh, okay. Then I'll take rock and roll.
What a salesman I am, huh? Okay.
Oh, right.
Go ahead, give me a rock and roll question.
All right, and what town are you from? Are you from the Boston area?
Boston area, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, rephrase all those questions of bands, the Boston area.
Yeah.
But, oh, that's
encompass
right.
About 75 miles all the way around.
That's yeah. Right.
Well, the state is so small, you can go all the way up to Worcester, to Springfield,
right.
And Wilbraham. It will still sort of be the Boston area in a sense.
Okay, what female singer graduated from Tufts University in 1986 and won the Grammy for Best New Artist in 1988?
Oh, I know the girl, too. The girl that sang in the subway there. Oh, what the heck is her name?
Yeah, I'll give you about 10 seconds.
I know.
She was my biology teacher at Tufts.
Oh.
I made that up.
I can't think of it.
Oh.
Can I ask those guys a question for no prize?
Well, yeah, ask it quickly.
Quick
if you
question.
Want. Sure. Okay.
The instrumental that the Rolling Stones made, what was the name of it? The only instrumental that they ever recorded on an album.
Oh, wait a second. Down the Road a Piece.
No. 2120 South Michigan Ave.
But Down the Road a Piece was an instrumental, too.
Oh, that they didn't record it, though, I don't think.
Sure. How do you think I heard it?
Because I came over to your house, Jack, and I played it for you in your living
room. You never heard of 2120 South Michigan Ave?
Yes. Huh? Yeah, but apparently that was not the only instrumental. Anyway, thank you very much, Alan. Let's go to Marcia, the very beautiful Marcia.
Marcia
in Arlington, Massachusetts. Marcia.
Hi.
Hi, you got through. Are you lucky person? We're so grateful. What category would you like?
Rock and roll of the 60s.
Rock and roll of the 60s. All right. I'll get one for you. Okay.
You have these written down. I can hear rustling of paper. I thought you had them all up in your head there, Ed.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just adjusting the telephone book. I'm kind of short, see, and I have to get up to the microphone up here. Okay. In 1961, who was saying, "Hello, Mary Lou"?
Oh.
Mary Lou's father. Maybe it was her mother.
What?
Hello, Mary Lou.
Wait a minute.
Give
was it Nelson?
Was it Nelson what?
Ricky Nelson?
Ricky Nelson is right.
Excellent. Very good. Very
Nelson
good, Marsh.
Rockefeller.
Dad, do you have a question for us, please?
Who's the ex-drummer in the Jay Giles Band?
Whoa.
Is that Seth Justman? Was he the keyboardist? He was the keyboard player?
Was it a name like Glad or something like that? Gad?
Close.
Oh, there was a Steve Gadd who did drumming for a lot of rock groups, a very good drummer. Is that who you're thinking of? Because apparently we missed it anyway. We'll give us the...
Stephen Blad.
Oh, what is it?
Stephen Blad.
Oh, Blad?
Blad.
As opposed to Gad.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys were really close, though.
Yeah. Okay, here's a final question for you. If you get this answer, then you win a certificate of award, badly spelled, and chintzy jokes and on cheap paper.
Yet suitable for framing.
That's right.
All right.
In a cheap frame.
In the 1970s, that's the category. What age was very troubling for Janice Ian? What age was...
17.
Right, very good.
Very good. Hey, you win. You win a certificate of award. God love you.
Super.
But don't say that till you get it.
Seen it yet.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll take your name and address, and thank you very much for calling as we go to Mark in Randolph. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What category would you like? Nice everybody asks us how we are.
Yeah.
Can we just say
Can
we just say for the last time we're all fine?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to ask anymore.
Oh, I got, you know, all right, I won't get annoyed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ask, what category would you like? Rock, you said?
I was going to answer the Season in the Sun.
Oh, great, yeah. Seasons in the Sun was a poem.
Terry Jacks.
That's right, Terry Jacks is the correct answer. Very good. Do you have
the
a question for us?
Billy Jack.
The other guy said Billy Jack.
Who sang the song Brilliant Sue?
Brilliant Sue.
Billy and Sue.
Billy and Susie were lovers.
Won't you come home, Billy and Sue? Won't you come home?
Billy and Sue.
I get a kick out of Billy and Sue.
Billy and Sue.
I got Billy and Sue under my skin.
I like the ensuing kickoff life, so that's Billy.
I would say that we do not know the answer to that.
That's a swing and a miss on our part.
What is the answer?
B.J. Thomas.
Billy and Sue, B.J. Thomas. He's the one who did Raindrops Are Falling on My Head, and he also did Billy and Sue. Okay. And obviously got lost with the success of the other one. Okay, here's your question.
Okay, you have to get both parts right. In 1973, there was a number one hit song called Angie. In 1974, there was a number one hit song called Angie Baby. Name the two different groups that did that.
Wasn't one Helen Reddy?
One was Helen Reddy.
Was the other one the Rolling Stones?
The other one was the Rolling Stones. Very
excellent.
Good.
Another winner. Wow. Another winner. Mark, bless you. Oh, we're going to get that printing press with the cheap paper just going full time tonight. I won't leave you until noon after getting all this stuff.
The thing is the copies you send out, of course, are on recycled paper.
That makes it. That's right.
It's clean, but it's not like fresh Xerox. It's recycled
Xerox. It's got the perforations every couple of inches.
That's right. Yeah. And but that makes you feel kind of patriotic, knowing it's recycled, even if it looks like a piece of slime.
100% recycled slime.
Okay.
Safe for the environment.
This is Brandon. Brandon in the town of Franklin. Brandon, you're on WBZ. What category would you like?
Let's see. How about late 70s post-punk Europop.
Could you be a little more specific?
What page is that?
Well, hey, you know, I called to talk about pop music, and I think the answer to the question was M.
That's correct. The group called M. The letter M. Very good. They sung
it. With the same category.
Go ahead.
There's currently a group called New Order that does mostly dance music now, but their roots go back to the mid-70s in England. And I'm wondering if you could tell me what the group's original name was.
Old Order.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Joy Division.
Oh, I was going to say Joy Division.
Right.
Son of a gun, I missed that. Okay, that means that we did not get the question. What is the answer?
It's called Joy Division, and they got a big cult following under that name, but their original name was Warsaw.
Mm. Well, you got us, dude.
Is that like Warsaw, like the insurance company, or like the town in Poland?
More like in Poland, yes.
Okay. Here's a final question for you. If you get this one, you get the cheaply printed certificate of award, okay?
It's the third one that always gets me.
Whoa.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, cocky, eh? Can I ask him a question about New Order?
Yeah, give him that eight-part question.
The eight-part question? Okay. This is just off the top of my head, but it's about New Order.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 10 years, approximately, they've been on this label.
Factory.
No, they've been on this. Let me finish the question.
Sorry.
They've been on this label where it says it's the Quest. It's spelled Q-U-E-S-T. Quest label was founded by one very famous musician, producer, arranger.
Oh.
And whose label is that?
The Manson Payne.
Actually, Norm might know us. It's very well known, but I mean, the man goes back to the jazz
era. To Norm's day.
Quest. Well, yeah, you know, Tuesday that was. Quest.
I'm just going to take a wild stab at it. I'm going to get it wrong, I know, but let me just throw something out. I don't know. Miles Davis.
Say it again?
Miles Davis.
Miles Davis, no.
Norman Granz is a funny chance, no?
No. I thought he might know us because he's a New Order fan. Quest, you know, it's spelled Q West. It's Quincy Jones. West.
That's an interesting question. Very good.
I thought, not to everybody, but since he knew New Order, that. They're on that.
You're right.
That
I didn't think it was interesting at all.
That was fun anyway.
Say, Norm, don't you do a joke about New Order, about the guy who goes into the restaurant and orders the chicken soup, and a few minutes later says,
Oh, that's right. So you want me to do the joke?
Sure.
Are you ready, Brandon? This is your booby prize for not having one. A guy goes into a restaurant and says, could you give me a plate of chicken? I'd like a bowl of chicken soup, please. Bowl chicken soup, one chicken. I said, I'm sorry. Could you change that? I think I'd rather have some pea soup instead. Whole the chicken and make it pea. that was the joke that Jesse. I wouldn't have told you that, but Jack has no taste at all.
You see, you could change it for that thing, but the New Order, hold the chicken and make it.
Thank you very much. Let's dump Brandon before he starts to protest and scream and yell in agony. And we'll go to Frank in Pennsylvania. Hi, Frank. You're on WBC. What category would you like?
Rock and roll, please.
Rock and roll. Okay.
All right. In the 1980s, there was a major, major hit album called Business as Usual by a group that's not together anymore.
Would that be Men at Work?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Very good.
Okay, my question for you concerns the group Electric Light Orchestra.
Okay.
In the late 70s, they had their biggest hit ever. Actually, this is a two-part question. Name the hit and then name the number that it reached in the American Top 40 chart.
That second part's a little...
Do you think that's a little tough question?
Well, I mean, is the number it reached probably Don't Bring Me Down.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, we got it then.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I mean, the number it reached, I mean...
Well, just in case you're interested, it was number four.
What was it?
Number four?
Number four.
Oh, number four. Pretty good. Hey, thank you, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. Very good there, Tony. Tony Nesbitt, Ed Mullen, hold your applause till I introduce the entire head table, Daryl Gould, and Jack Harden, members of our panel. Thank you so much. And to my left, your right, and straight ahead for those of you up in the balcony, is Jim Frawley, who is our producer, and he's the man jotting down the names of witnesses. He's been kind of busy tonight because we had a lot of them. As we go to Matt in Foxborough. Hi, Matt. You're on WBC. What would your category be?
Jazz. But can you make it easy? I'm only 17.
Oh yeah, okay.
17-year-old jazz fan.
Okay, we'll do the big band kind of thing. Here's one. This shouldn't be too hard.
Do you have any other kind of jazz other than big band? Maybe like bop.
Like bop.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the guy who played trumpet? Big bop guy. Is with the upturned bell. He had a trumpet that looked different. Dizzy Gillespie is correct. Okay. See. Okay. Right. Now hit me with one.
Okay, name the two brothers. One played alto on Kind of Blue, and the other plays cornet.
Oh, yeah, I really should know that. That's a stupid answer. I should know that. And you can tell when somebody says that they don't know that.
Kind of
the
Blue,
two brothers, it was... Yeah.
Let's see.
No, I could stall and try to think of it. I know there were two brothers who were both great musicians.
That's it. You're done.
Yeah. Hello. Hold it. Oh, whoops. Okay. Who are they?
Cannonball and Nat Adderley.
Oh yeah, that wasn't even thinking of them. I was thinking of somebody else. Nat Adderley and Cannonball. Nat played the cornet, and Cannonball Adderley played alto saxophone.
Yep.
Yeah, and I should have, shame on me. Okay, you want another bop question, eh?
Yeah.
The early guitar player, he played with Benny Goodman. I know that sounds like it's not bop, but he was still sitting in with some of the early bop musicians like Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and all. And he died when he was very young. He played guitar, and he became a legend, although he died, I think, about the age of 22, 23, something like that. Do you know the guitar player I'm thinking of?
Was he a West Coast musician?
Oh, I don't know. He played with the Goodman Band for a while. He would have played out of New York if he played with the, not Wes Montgomery. No, a guy who came before him, because Wes Montgomery is much older when he died.
Yeah.
And I somehow don't think of Wes as a bop, although he's a relatively one of the newer musicians. Newer. He's been dead for about 20 years. Shows how old I am. No, that is. I'm going to give you the answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Although we could let it hang there in case somebody else wants to answer it.
Yeah.
Why don't we let it hang there? And before the this part of the program is up, I'll give the answer.
All right,
but you did very well. I'm delighted that you're interested in all this kind of stuff, Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Bye bye. Okay. Let's go to John in Boston. John, you're on WBC. What's your category?
How about rock in the 80s?
Rock in the 80s? Okay. Who is Paul Hewson better known as?
Oh, boy.
You're definitely going to say, oh, yeah, when I tell you.
I'm sure I'm going to, too.
Paul Hewson.
Oh, I don't know.
Take any guess?
Yeah.
I'm sure I know it, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, John, but thank you very, very much for trying. 254-1030, area code 617. If you're finding the line's busy, just as soon as somebody hangs up, just hit your redial button as we go to Bob in Brockton. Hi, Bob.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
Who came good. In? Good, thanks. Rock and roll, and I think I'll take the question about the band that had the record recorded in Japan.
Very good. The question, just to refresh everyone's memory, was what group's breakthrough album was recorded live in Japan?
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick, of course, live in Budokan. You're correct.
Right.
Do you have a question for us, please?
Yes. In the early to mid-70s, there was a female vocalist, one-hit wonder. I'll give you her name. You tell me the song. The singer was Sylvia.
Pillow Talk?
Oh, yes. And if you're anything like me, that song probably has a special place in your heart.
It does. I remember it was the first time I got a hot meal at the Senior Citizen Center. Anyway, thanks for calling, Bob. 254-1030. Let's take a break. That's right. The what do we call it?
The swell music quiz.
Oh, the swell music quiz. That's right. Let's go to right off to Karen in Cambridge. Karen, you're on WBZ with the swell music quiz. And what's your category?
Rock and roll in the 1960s.
Rock and roll in the 1960s. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Would you please give me the first names of each one of the Monkees?
Oh, yeah. Michael.
Right.
Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, Davy Jones, and Mike Nesmith.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Mickey Dolenz just had a birthday the other day. Remember, he was on the dumb birthday game.
Right. Exactly. He was 95.
Yeah. Yeah, he was 95 years old. God love him.
One of the older monkeys.
Yeah.
The orangutan.
I believe he's one of the great apes.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
Okay. I'm pretty sure in 1960s, who sang the song called Summer Rain?
Johnny Rivers.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Karen. I'm sorry. That ends that. If we had missed that. And then we have one more question.
That's
correct.
Yeah. Why did you suddenly bring that up now to confuse us all, Norm?
Yeah, I know, and I should not have brought that up.
No. Yeah.
What I'm going to bring up is the fact that I'm spending the entire day with big band questions and jazz things and musical comedies. And you hear that? I mean, all this on my new typewriter, I got them so neat, and nobody's asking for any musical comedy.
Put one on the board. People don't know about them yet.
Okay. I'll give you one. Okay.
The man's desperate. He's going to He's going to toss you some bait. Now.
Okay. But whatever category you pick, you have to stick with throughout. So if you're going to call and answer this one, then you have to ask us a musical comedy, and we ask you another one. I Can Get It for You Wholesale opened on Broadway in 1961, featuring Elliot Gould, Sherry North, Bambi Lynn, Lillian Roth, and a 19-year-old girl who will later become a huge, huge, huge star. Who is that 19-year-old? I saw her here in Boston when she opened. I Can Get It for You Wholesale. Who is that? That can be your opening question. If you want to answer that, that'll get you right in. And we have a whole bunch more on that. Or if you want to pick big band, I'll give you a big band thing to give you an idea, okay? Harriet Hilliard married her boss, a band leader. Who is that? Who was the guy she married who also had a big band? And she was the singer of that band, Harriet Hilliard. Okay, you can. If you're going to pick big bands, you can, and you know the answer to that. That gets you in, or the one about the I Can Get It for You Wholesale 19-year-old who became a big star later on. Daryl Gould, Ed Mullen, Tony Nesbitt, and Jack Hart are members of our panel here. As we go to Fred in Medford. Fred, hello.
You're my best friend.
What an idiot. Anytime Fred from Medford calls, let's not ever talk to him ever again. Stacy in Tewksbury. Hi, Stacy.
Oh, well, good morning. How are you, Norm?
Good, thank you. What category would you like, Stacy?
Oh, actually, I was looking something towards the musical comedy vein.
Okay. Well, did you know the answer to the question?
No, I didn't. Those were a tad before my time.
Well, most of these are going to be before your time, Stacy, because... That was the age of the golden age of the musical comedy. You want to try another one anyway? Here's one. Maybe you get this one. I suspect you will. Who bet he could make a lady out of a Cockney flower girl? What was the name of the character in that show? And what was the name of the show? And if you want to tell me the name of the man who played that part for very successfully for a long time, that would be okay, too. Who are we talking about? He's going to make a lady out of a Cockney flower girl.
Oh, my God. Ooh. It's not out of South Pacific.
No, it's not South Pacific.
Yeah, I
wouldn't find too many Cockney flower girls in Samoa.
What's that?
I just had a brain cramp. I just, I was trying to think. I couldn't think of it.
I'm sorry, Stacy. I appreciate you trying anyway. But there's another question. There's another question on the board there, if you want to come on with that one.
Even I knew that.
That's well, not even you. You're a bright man.
Oh,
don't downgrade yourself, you poor, frightened child. Don't do that.
No, actually, his category is musical tragedy.
that's right, too.
We have a new one, musical tragedy.
Okay. Be back at
Roundtable
Music. It's called a swell music quiz, actually. And we have various categories, again, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have rock and roll, which most people select, but we also have musical comedy. I have a couple of questions out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have doo-wop. We have...
musical tragedy.
Musical tragedies, yeah. We have program tragedies, which can be this program, too.
Ben Pittsburgh on Nation's Air from only $59. Call your travel agent or Nation's Air at 1-800-CITY-JET. Nation's Air, your ticketless city jet.
Hey, we're having fun, aren't we, kids?
We're all happy.
Yeah, we're all happy. Yes, sir.
Whee.
And we're playing the Swell Music Quiz, and we have, let me introduce you again, and members of the panel. We have Tony Nesbitt, we have Ed Mullen, we have Daryl Gould, and we have the very lovely and exciting Jack Hart, and we have Jim Frawley, who is our producer, running all the technical stuff on the program. I'm just so thrilled. And my name is Norm Nathan, and we have you two at 254-1030. And we have the Swell Music Quiz. We have a number of categories. You can pick any one you want, but just stick with it right throughout. And have a question ready for us. If you get the first answer, then you have to ask us a question. So do have one ready in your category. The categories are rock and roll, and you can pick the decade if you'd like, because we're just so darn obliging. And we also have musical comedy. We have big band jazz. We have doo-wop. All kinds of stuff, okay? Let's go to, let's see, Elmer in Framingham. How you doing, Elmer?
Good.
What category would you like?
Well, I tell you what, it's just kind of an open lines question. And I'm curious, there's a big band dance on Rhodes on the Patuxent next Saturday night.
Yeah, call me another night and tell me about that, okay? Because we're kind of in the middle of a musical quiz.
Oh, all right.
Do you want to take part in this or not?
I can't.
Okay, you can. Are you listening to the program?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I appreciate it. Call me tomorrow, and we'll talk about that, because I'd like to know. Right. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night we're having a couple of kids on who are competing in a college ballroom dance thing at Mosley's on the Charles on Sunday.
Oh, really?
So that would be a good time to call, and we'll talk.
I love that ballroom
dance. We'll talk about what the event you're talking about, because I think a lot of people would like to know about it. But meantime, we want to stick with the Swell Music Quiz as we go to Bob in Holbrook. Hi, Bob. You're on WBZ. And what's your category?
Well, my category would be like 60 or 70s rock.
All right. You call the right place.
We'll 60s get you a question. We'll get you a question on the cusp.
Very good. Okay. Oh, very good. 1968. What group had a hit with Bob Dylan's song, The Mighty Quinn?
That was a good movie. Was that in the movie itself, the Denzel Washington movie?
I'm sure they must have used
that
song.
That wasn't Manfred Mann, was it?
Manfred Mann is correct.
That's right.
Very good. Do you have a question for us now?
Yes, I do. You asked a question earlier about the Monkees.
Yes.
There was a musician who was in the... played a cameo appearance, a couple of their TV episodes, and was also in their movie called Head. Do you know who that was? He was also one of Mike Nesmith's favorite musicians.
Oh, I bet I know. Jack?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Way to go, Jack.
Yeah.
And can I ask one more question, though?
Clarifying question, you mean?
Well, it's something that you guys mentioned earlier. It was a song called Pop Music.
No, but we want to ask you a question now, okay?
No.
I already lost that.
Yeah, he's
I'm sorry.
Fun. He's
okay.
Just asking a question.
I'm sorry.
Pop Music. You said it was a group called M.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the group called M Factor?
No.
No,
that was the name of the album.
Oh, okay.
I believe it was called M Factor.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much,
Bob. Thank you.
I'm sorry to have been cutting them off. I was trying to keep that to the quiz, and sometimes I overreact.
I can check that and get back to you next week because I do actually have that 45 at home.
Wow.
I wonder if it's worth anything.
Hey, it's my friend Helene. How you doing, Helene?
I'm fine, Norman. I felt that I had to call about musical comedy. I felt so sorry for you. You were being totally.
Yeah, no, I just. Nobody. Apparently, nobody's been asking for that or bands or anything.
There are a couple of questions still out on musical comedy. What are they?
One was who? Let's see.
Was it Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand, yeah. The one I can get it for you wholesale, opened on Broadway in 61. I mentioned it featured Elliot Gould, a whole bunch of other people. Yeah. And who was the 19-year-old girl who later became a huge
Barbara
star?
Streisand.
Okay, what question do you have for me?
Well.
Or for us?
Wasn't there another one out there?
Well, you already.
But
you can only use one to get in on this, and then the rest will give you some other ones.
So often.
Yeah.
You can't knock down all the pins on one roll.
No, that's right. So give us a question now.
All right. The show and composer for Gary, Indiana.
Meredith Wilson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, how many do you have?
You sound so.
Give me the show as well.
Oh.
The music. It was a two-part question. That's right. The composer.
Oh, a two-part question. Okay. Meredith Wilson was 76 trombones. The music man. The music man. Yes.
Okay.
Really? Well, that's a local. He just died. Didn't he die just recently?
He died a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Where is he from?
The same town as me, Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, isn't Meredith Wilson from South Weymouth?
Meredith Wilson was
my father's gout.
I'm sorry. What's that?
He cured my father's gout.
Meredith Wilson or Robert Preston?
Meredith Wilson.
Cured a musician, a writer?
Well, he said that the best thing for gout, and I pass this on to any of your listeners, is cherry jam.
Cherry jam.
And I don't mean a rock group.
Do you drink it or do you pour it on your legs?
No, you eat it.
I see.
By the jar, can you use crackers and bread? What can you put on your bagels?
That's right. Use it on everything, and eventually you'll get rid of the gout, and you'll get a huge, big stomach. That's pretty fattening.
You'll have a sugar problem.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Helen. I've been getting letters from people wondering if you're okay now because you had a coughing spell when we talked, and I talked to you since then, and you sound okay. But
and you were sick since then.
I was always so sick. I was so sick. Yeah.
And then you caught something, Norman?
Yeah.
What's going on off the air, huh?
When I was younger, I would have been embarrassed by this, but being older, I'm really flattered. Take care, Elaine.
Good luck.
Good night.
Bye-bye now.
Hungry? Thirsty? The refreshment stand is open with everything to satisfy your taste buds. Here's the menu, the hottest, freshest, crunchiest popcorn. Each kernel popped to its fullest with that real movie time taste. Cold drinks. You'll find your favorite ice cold, tasty, and thirst quenching. And hot dogs, hamburgers, and candy, too. Now a short intermission, so you'll have time to make your selection before the show begins.
Let's go to Linda Chase. I thought you were coming in tonight.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
It was such a nice crowd at Ken Steakhouse that I had to play considerably overtime, and so by the time I would have got there, it would be like another 40 minutes from now, and the swell music quiz would be swell over.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
But anyways, did anybody answer the question about the band that had the live album in Japan and that's how they made it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, somebody did answer that.
Oh, somebody did?
Mm-hmm.
What was your answer?
All it takes is for me to go from my car into the house and somebody answer the question I knew the answer to.
What was your answer?
Was it Cheap Trick?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Private Budokan.
Mm-hmm. Do you want another question?
Hey, why not?
Why not? You might as well get one of those little cheap certificates of awards badly printed.
I treasure things like that, Norm.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Linda. This is Ed. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? I have your tape for you.
Oh, good,
After all this time, I was hoping to see you.
Good, good.
Next time.
Don't tell Norma. This is between you and me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Linda, incidentally, has done all the themes and stuff. I keep getting letters, and I keep forgetting the name of the fella. You do one of the
things. Gene Shark. The guy that sounds like Frank?
Yeah, Gene Sherrick. Yeah, because by now everybody knows you, but they're wondering who that other guy is who has such a beautiful voice. Gene Sherrick.
Yeah, and Dave and Dave Currier and I do all the background vocals. Like, that sound like the choirs from hell.
No, it's not. No, your stuff is it's just great. I'm very flattered that you do it.
We okay. have a new one. I think maybe I'll drop by tomorrow just to drop that off.
Do you have my tape, Linda, that I asked you
what?
For? Do you have my tape? This is Tony.
I have, Ed, I have the one of,
No, but this is Tony. Do you have the tape I asked you about? The, all those...
Oh, the death.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Oh, wonderful.
We're going digital.
Jeez. Great. Because okay. we need that from her.
I love it.
We're converting to a new system here at the station.
I love it.
And we have to have...
We have people here who don't understand the current system.
No, that's why I said...
You know, plus Jim needs his own little blurb theme there, you know?
Okay. Hey, listen. Let's. The category is rock. No, it's not rock. It's anything you want it to be. Did you want it to be rock?
I'll take like rock of the 60s or something.
Okay.
Rock of the 60s.
I'll give it a shot.
Let's see, Daryl. We got rock of the 60s. What do you think for Linda Chase here?
Well, I don't know too much about rock of the 60s. That's why rock of the 50s. Right. But is that a little too early, Linda?
Well, I'd like to think that I'm well-rounded. Let's try it.
Oh, wow.
Hank Ballard.
Wow. I'm trying to think.
I know I'm a few pounds overweight.
Okay. Chubby Checker did the twist, right?
You had to say chubby.
Chubby Checker did the twist, yes. Right? Well, not really. Another pretty well-known group did it first.
Joey D.
Wrong.
No, that's the Peppermint Twist.
That's the Peppermint Twist. The actual original, The Twist, was done by who?
No clue.
An R&B group, Somebody and the Someones.
Gee, that's almost, that's a great name for a doo-wop group.
Can you hum a few bars?
The Twist?
Sure, The Twist. Just like
I'm sorry, will you guys stop flirting with Linda?
Someone in the Somebody sounds like an alternative band.
Yeah, that's just what it was. And Chubby Checker, as a matter of fact, his first record and everything, he did impersonations. His very first record was called The Class. And wow. Like that. And this record, too, was an impersonation because it sounds exactly... like the original record.
Okay, we'll get the answer to that a little bit later
Daryl
on.
Daryl, I'm talking Daryl.
That's
yeah.
Daryl Gould.
You that you're giving me that?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I wish I'd come up with an easier question.
Gee, you know, I know a lot about that era, but like Dee Dee Sharp, all those people, Do the Bird, Do the Twist. That's the only like dance one. I didn't know there wasn't an earlier original.
Okay, we'll get the answer.
Could I ask a different one?
No.
Sure, yeah.
Let's move along.
No,
we have to move along.
Stop stepping on me.
I got to go. Now get out of here, Daryl. Okay, let's go to Joanne in Worcester. Hi, in Dorchester, rather. Joanne, hi.
Hi, Norm. It's Joanne in Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, what category would you like? Joanne in Rochester.
Yeah.
What category would you like?
Musical comedy.
Musical. Can you answer the question?
Yes.
Okay. What was the answer?
My Fair Lady.
Okay. Who
Henry Higgins.
Okay. Who bet he?
Harris.
And Rex Harrison. All right, who bet he could make a lady out of a Cockney flower girl? The name of the character, the actor in the show, and you got it all. Henry Higgins, played by Rex Harrison. My Fair Lady. What's your question for us?
Alfred Drake made a number of musicals on Broadway. Some of which were translated into motion pictures. I'd like you to name three, and then I would like you to tell me who the singers, actors were who played his roles in those movies, because evidently they didn't think he was box office.
And have it typed in triplicate by next Tuesday. And have it on my margin. Desk at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. An inch margin around all four sides of the paper, double-spaced, mm-hmm. and only one side of the paper.
Yeah. Now, okay. You can do that one, or you can tell me the cast of Kismet. Who of the original cast of Kismet was the only one who did appear in the movie?
The only original one from Kismet who appeared in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Yeah.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give up on the whole thing.
Oh,
no. Because that requires a lot of thinking.
Kismet. And I'll tell you the thing is Norm can't thumb through the book fast enough to find the answer.
Yeah, and besides, that page of the book has been out here.
told me a couple of months ago that you would answer those questions.
Yes, I should. No, I should do that.
He didn't say when, though.
Well, that's true.
It's like answering the mail, you know.
You'll get an answer.
Yeah, yeah, I know that obviously Alfred Drake was in that, along with Patricia Dunn, Bonnie Evans, and Reiko Sato.
And what performance was that in?
That was the Broadway show.
No, it was Alfred Drake.
Alfred Drake, yeah. And you're asking me who was in the movie version?
And Doretta Morrow, and Richard Kiley, and Dolores Gray. Now, those people who did appear in the movie.
Richard Kiley.
No.
Sammy Ossenheimer.
Gray.
I don't know. Who? Doris Day was in...
Dolores Gray.
Oh, Dolores Gray was in the movie version.
Both.
In both. Oh, I see.
She was on stage and she was in the movie.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you stumped me.
Well, I mean, somebody had to.
Okay, so I ask you one final question then, and if you get this question, the answer to this question, then you win yourself one of our certificates of awards, okay?
Handwritten.
Yeah, well, your name will be handwritten. You don't think I'm going to send it out? Even a calligrapher won't touch this stuff.
Okay, this will be a lulu, all right.
Okay, no, I won't. I want to ask you too tough a question.
Sure.
In Greek tragedy, no, that isn't what I was going to ask you. New Girl in Town, music and lyrics by Bob Merrill, book by George Abbott, had originally been a play by Eugene O'Neill. He wrote the play back in the 20s. It was a big play, done a million times. In fact, there was a version of it done by African-American actors and actresses with a slightly different title from the original O'Neill title. Anyway, New Girl in Town was taken from what O'Neill play?
You have stumped me. And I know O'Neill plays, but I can't think of what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, this is one of his early ones.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you one clue, okay? The name of the black version was Anna Lucasta. And it featured Rosetta Lenoir and a whole lot of black performers, which was at the time quite unusual. You know, there are a lot of Afro-American actors and actresses and performers now. That's very much a part of the scene, but it was not part of the scene back then. Okay?
I remember Anna Lucasta.
Okay, but that wasn't the original name of the O'Neill drama. What was the name? I'm sorry. Thank you very much. I appreciate you trying, Joanne.
Well, certainly.
Okay, take care. Let's go to, hold on.
That's about it.
Betty and Randolph. Hello, Betty.
Hi, I'm very upset, Norm.
Why?
Because I was all set to answer the question that lady answered and the one that Elaine answered before me.
Oh, you knew about Rex Harrison and you knew about Barbara Streisand.
And I had such a great one for you, so I hope you're going to give me an easy one.
All right, I will. I'll give you an easy one. You want musical comedy. Who played Mama in the original version of Gypsy, the Broadway version of Gypsy? Who was Mama?
Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman is correct. Okay. Now you got one for us.
I got a hard one for you.
Okay.
There was a... I want you to name the show and the actress who sang the song. The song was sung by a woman in the play who played the part of a mistress of a very wealthy man who had put her up in an apartment but never came to see her. And she was always waiting to see him. And when he finally comes and rings the doorbell, she sings a song which begins with, "He's here," and ends up with, "And I'm not wearing a clean bra." You have the name.
This is a Broadway show?
This was a Broadway show. You have the name. I'll even settle for just the name of the show, but I would like to know the name of the actress, except that it may have been played by other people. I saw this person. She went on to play an actress and various movies, some comedy, some drama.
No, I don't.
Not too well known.
No, I don't know. This is a... She was put into this apartment by this guy who never came to see her, although she was hoping he would.
Right.
And she sang about her bra, and he
said... He was a very wealthy businessman. That's a clue to the show.
Yeah.
Just to help the question along, could we have more information about the bra?
Was it a wonder?
Yeah, was it?
It wasn't clean.
No, it was a dirty cross my heart bra.
Yeah, and you've been waiting all this time.
I just gave myself the rim shot, which means that we don't know the answer. What? Who was that?
The show was How Now, Dow Jones, and it was Brenda Vaccaro.
Oh, Brenda Vaccaro. Yeah, I did see that show. How Now, Brown. How Now, Dow Jones. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. Oh, that's very good. That's a good question. And except I've forgotten the plot line. Because it came out such a long time ago.
I'm dating myself.
No, but all these things are old shows. Here's one. Okay.
Easy, Norm. I won the certificate.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Easy one. Let's see. Let me get to the easy page category. Name the two women who originated the lead roles in Peter Pan, the show Peter Pan. Who was the lead woman in that? And who was the lead woman, although she played the part of a boy, Peter Pan? And in The King and I, the Broadway version was by Yul Brynner, same as the movie. But he had a different leading lady in the Broadway version than he did in the movie. Who was she? Legendary Broadway actress.
Okay, that was Gertrude Lawrence.
That's correct.
And the other one was Mary Mott.
You win.
Wow.
Nice for me.
Excellent. So we're going to take your name and address, and you have one for yourself, a chintzy little certificate, and we thank you very much, Betty.
And Norm, you still owe me one because I was right about the pajama game.
What do I do, send you two? You want
send
me to
send two, because no. Helene, I think, confirmed that it was the pajama game that...
What was the question on
the
that?
The question was, who was the, I'm doing this for you because I know nobody else has asked you many questions tonight. No, the question was, who was the actress who took over the role in what Broadway play when what other actress broke her leg? And she was a dancer at the time, but later on became a very famous actress. I asked you to name the three things. I asked you to name the original actress, the one who took over, and the name of the show, and you didn't get any of it.
Mm.
But then you argued with me afterwards that it wasn't the pajama game.
I'm going to argue with you again. But I'll send you what? Let me send you two certificates?
Yes.
You know what we'll do, all right? Is we'll Xerox it on one, the same one on both sides.
Both sides.
You go.
I think the lovely Helene corroborated.
No, I'll take your word for it. That was kind of an odd kind of question. Who broke a leg and who repeated?
I thought it was a very good one.
He's still fighting.
Okay, everybody else thinks it was a good one too. So I'll stop fighting you. Okay, Jim. Would you take Betty's name and address and put two on it? We'll send you two. That's twice as vicious.
It was
as
pretty
just
fun.
One.
I love the way she referred to Helene as the lovely Helene.
That's
it's
right.
Like now she has a nickname.
Okay. We're gonna take a little break because I don't know. I haven't heard a music quiz. We're back on that. Our phone number is 254-1030, area code 617. All lines, as you would guess, are all jammed up. But if as soon as somebody hangs up, just hit your redial button and off you go. And we'll go to Larry in the Peabody. Hi, Larry. What category would you like?
Hi, Norm. Good evening. How you doing?
Just fine.
Let's see. I'd like to answer the question on how now brown cow. Was it Elsie? Never mind.
I'm sorry.
That was right by you.
No. I get what you're saying now.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry. How now, Dow Jones? And I went into the wrong one.
I know.
But the answer is not Elsie. So get out of here. Yeah. No. Okay. What category would you like?
You know, how about what category would? Oh, I know. I was going to say, and I'm surprised no one's answered it. Could I have the I can't think of her name. I just went blank.
We're going to go through the rest of the program. I'm sorry?
The original question you put out about a half hour ago, I'm surprised nobody got it.
What category was it? Musical comedy?
It was musical comedy.
Okay. Yeah.
I can give you the answer, and I can't think of her name. My mind just went blank.
Well, give me the answer.
Ozzie Nelson. Hilliard Harris. Yeah.
That's close enough. That wasn't musical comedy. That's big band you're talking about.
Sorry.
Now that's okay. We'll stick with the big band category. Okay.
The
question was Harriet Hilliard, married her boss, a band leader, who was the boss, and it was Ozzie Nelson.
All right.
Okay, and they became Ozzie and Harriet. Okay, what's your question for us? Now, again, big bands is what you picked.
I didn't have any offhand.
So this the idea is to have a question when you call in case you want to.
Go ahead and think.
Up quickly, okay? Because we want to move along.
Oh boy! Mid 50s to early 60s. Who tried to put a program on Broadway, and it never successfully got onto Broadway, but it became a very successful comedy album, and it was called
History of the United States.
the history of the United States.
Yeah, that was Stan Freberg. He was going to put out three albums. He put out one. He was going to put out two more, and he was going to bring it to Broadway, and it never did. The album itself is very, very funny.
It is. It's really classic.
Yeah, thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate the good, interesting question. Now, let's go to Denise. Oh, my friend Denise in Brooklyn. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Norm. I was thinking along the lines of Helene. I felt sorry for you, but you've gotten so many questions by now.
Yeah, people seem to be swinging a little bit in that direction.
Absolutely. I'll take the Eugene O'Neill one. I think I know the answer to it, although I will preface it by saying...
Let me just repeat the question for anybody who did not hear it originally. I said New Girl in Town, which was a show by Bob Merrill, who wrote the words and music, and George Abbott, who's responsible for tons of great, great Broadway shows.
Danny
Yankees. Yeah, he wrote the book.
Yeah.
And New Girl in Town is based on a play by Eugene O'Neill, and I asked what the name of the Eugene O'Neill play was.
Well, I know the play much better than I know the show. I actually don't know the show. The play is Anna Christie's.
That's correct. Anna Christie's is right. Yeah, hit me with a question.
Okay. By the way, interesting aside about Anna Christie, that was Greta Garbo's first talkie.
That's true. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. Good point. Okay.
Anyway, question. What Frank Lesser, name the Frank Lesser musical that was based on the life of a beloved children's author.
A beloved children's author. I'm thinking of Guys and Dolls was Frank Lesser. You're not thinking of that. That was more of a Damon Runyon thing.
Yeah. No, that's not the answer.
That's not the answer.
Let's think of some children's authors really quick. Hans Christian Andersen.
Dr. Seuss.
Ogden Nash wasn't really a children's author. I give up. Who is that?
Ed, did you have an answer?
Hans Christian Andersen?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
That's the name of the...
fell into that.
Okay, well, no kidding. That's pretty good.
It was a movie with Danny Kaye. Do you remember?
I hadn't thought it. I remember that, but we were talking about Broadway musicals when I thought musical comedy, although we didn't say that.
Right.
We didn't say it could not be a movie. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Oh, well, take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye. That was a lucky glass, Ed.
Don't be a sorehead, Denise. Very good. No, I wasn't thinking of the movies at all when she said that.
Do we want to limit it to Broadway musical comedy?
I guess we don't have to.
No, because we do soundtracks to film, so I suppose that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those are musical comedies, too. Yeah. Okay.
And you did the My Fair Lady thing, and you mentioned the movie, too.
Is this Mae Kramer, the blues lady from WGBH? Hey, let me sing for you a few blues things.
All right.
It's Mae Kramer's on the radio. What a sweet old girl. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I listen to you on very often on my way in.
Oh, cool.
On Friday nights. Yeah, you were on this very night.
Thank you.
And you're on this this very night also, Saturday night. I'm very flattered that you would call.
Well, I was listening on my way home.
You want?
Heard you ask about the original twist.
Oh, okay.
And that was Hank Ballard in the Midnighters. But I don't know anything about rock and roll.
No.
It was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
Right.
That did the original. And Chubby's version sounds just like it, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, did you want to ask us a question?
I have questions for you, but I don't know if I can answer any. How about an easy blues and rock one?
Will you ask us, you got that question right, so it's your turn to ask us.
Yeah, I'm going
to
ask you an easy one and then a harder one.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, the easy one is, You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog.
Right.
Who did the original?
Oh, that's already been on this program.
We asked that one earlier tonight.
Well, I was at work.
All right, yes. Yeah. Well, we know that was Big Mama Thornton.
Right, Willie Mae.
So if you want to...
Okay, here's a harder one.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, these were Rolling Stones tunes.
All right.
Time Is On My Side.
Irma Thomas.
Uh-huh, good one. Okay, how about King Bee?
Sonny Curtis?
No.
Well, no, how many parts to this
That's
question?
That's the last one I came up with on the way home.
Okay.
What was the Sonny Curtis? I mean, what's the King Bee?
It's Slim Harpo, whose real name was James Moore.
Of course, you're right. Yeah, she's right.
I think I'm right.
Okay. She's right. You realize you won a certificate of award, which will have other call letters on it besides GBS.
Oh, don't we?
That's right.
I don't know anything about.
Oh, that's right.
Wait a minute.
That's right. Hold the certificate and make it pee. that's a punchline to a bad joke we just did earlier. It has nothing to do with you, May.
All right.
Okay.
Daryl's got a blues question.
Am I going to try? Yes. Sure. Well, early rhythm and blues, all the same thing. All right. Chuck Berry's first big hit record was Maybelline, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, on the other side of that, he did, well, it was a blues that he really loved to do. And he recorded it. He put it on the other side of Maybelline.
Hey,
that's the award.
Okay, let me turn you over to Jim Frawley and take your name, because I'll get this stuff out to you.
Well, wait a minute.
What's that?
Since it's Meg, someone that we know and admire and respect, maybe we don't want to turn her over to Jim and send her that crummy award.
No. Just temporarily. Just temporarily. Just so it's a sneak, secret way of getting her name and her address. Anyway, thanks a lot, May. I really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's go to D.D. in West Virginia. I just got a package together for you on the dumb birthday game that you had won one time.
Right.
Yeah, so you'll get
it. I'm sure it's just fantastic.
No, it isn't. The stuff is a pile of junk, but you'll get it sometime during the next week. I'm just getting for other people who are listening to who have won and are waiting for like weeks for this stuff. It'll all be out within the next week and a half anyway. I've been very good about
it. I've seen it. I've witnessed the amount of mail he brought in to mail on Monday. I've seen it. You'll actually get some.
I've spent days trying to get caught up in a whole lot of stuff. So it we'll solve a lot of these problems. Those of you who have written me whining,
because
terrible letters.
Government troubleshooter.
That's right. Okay, what category would you like, Dee Dee?
Just something any age, rock and roll.
All right. Here's a kind of a tough one, but the hint might give it away. Whose real name was Ellen Naomi Cohen? She was born in 1941 and died in 1974. Here's the hint. She made her own kind of music. Ellen Naomi Cohen. That was her real name. She changed it to a much more famous name.
She died when?
1974.
She changed it to a more famous name, Martha Washington.
Yes.
But it wasn't famous when she changed it. She made it the new name famous, is what I know what you're...
74.
I know, I should... Yeah, that's it. It's an interesting question. I just came across that name the other day.
Yeah, Martha Washington.
Who are you saying, Jack?
No, you just said Martha Washington, and I was just... You said you just heard that name the other day, and I said, oh, Martha Washington.
I see. Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Some of us are paying attention, Jack. Yeah. Don't feel bad. Yeah.
And the hint was she made her own kind of music.
Gosh, I don't know. Sorry.
The drummer calls.
I'm sorry, Dee Dee. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But do check your mail, because... the prize is on the way.
And it will be ticking.
That's right. I hope the cookies don't break. I spent the whole day baking them. Tom in Jamaica Plain, you're on WBZ. What's your category, Tom?
I'm going to go for rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Okay, Tom, here's your question. Let's see. All right. What 60s surf guitar legend is enjoying a revival due to his music being featured in the movie Pulp Fiction? There are not that many 60s surf guitar legends.
Yeah, it's Dell and someone, and I don't know the name of the group.
Pretty close. What's the person's name?
Dell.
Spell it.
Woody,
because we're not sure what you're saying, so.
D-E-L?
No.
No. But you're very close, though. Let's see. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I have.
Let's give it to him then.
You want to give it to her anyway?
Yeah, because the name is Dick Dale. I know you were just very so close to it.
Dick Dale, D-A-L-E?
D-A-L-E, Dick Dale.
And she said D-E-L Dell. Is that close?
According to Ed, it is, I guess.
Oh, that's right. All right, okay. Ask us a question now, if you would.
He wanted to buy a vowel. We didn't give him a chance to.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, little 70s rock and roll. Boss Gags. All right, what group was he in up until 1968 before he went solo?
The Steve Miller Band.
You blew me away on that one.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much.
Shut down.
Let's see. Stephen and Dedham.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Good.
I was wondering, did anyone answer the Paul Houston question? Yes, about half an hour ago.
The name is Paul Houston, H-E-W-S-O-N, is better known as?
Bono.
Bono from U2. Correct. Bono from U2.
Okay, let's see. So I have to ask you guys a question now,
yes,
right?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Ask real name, something like that. What was Adam Ant's real name? Did you know that one?
I think his full name was Adam Antwerp.
Oh, sure. Adam
Emmett Pismire?
No.
Myron Boscovich? we don't know.
Stuart Goddard?
Hmm. Was that his name, Stuart Goddard?
Yep.
And he changed it to Adam Ant.
Yeah.
The things we do for fame, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one for you. You got us. You got us on that one.
Okay.
Okay, here's one for you.
All right.
Who is Ken Gorlick better known as?
Ken. Spell his last name?
G-O-R-L-I-C-K. Ken Gorlick is better known as?
Almost like the milk.
I have no idea.
Ooh.
Jeez. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you for trying,
okay,
Stephen.
Thank you.
Each time we play this game, I know more and more of the answers to Ed's questions, and I feel just so darn proud, but I can't play the game.
One day this knowledge will do you proud. You'll be able to use it one day.
He's getting easier questions, because I don't think I'm getting smarter, so. The questions must be getting easier.
Let's go to Ken in New York. Where in New York are you, Ken?
Akron. A little ways from Buffalo.
What's the name of the town?
Akron.
Akron, New York. Okay, yeah. What category would you like, Ken?
Oh, this is for you, Norm. Big bands.
Big bands.
Oh, hey, wait. This is March 10th, 1995. This might be my only claim to fame. Okay?
Okay. No, well, actually, yeah. We're
okay,
in the March 11th.
Okay, I'll clean up the...
Yeah, we're actually in the March 11th now, really.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, you're on tape. Okay.
what are you taping this, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, say so, yeah.
Okay, here's your question, then. Big band question.
Yeah, I'll clean up what you got there first.
Oh, okay.
Well, give me them.
No, we didn't have anything. No. I had Helen Forrest sang with three big bands, three blockbuster bands.
Okay.
Can you name them?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
This is one I gave 2 years ago. I gave you this question and you missed it.
You gave me the same question?
I got that on tape. Want to hear it?
No, just give me the answer.
Okay.
If you would.
Artie Shaw, Goodman, and James.
That's correct.
Yeah. Very
that's good. Correct. Okay.
And you got one more there, a hard one.
No, ask me a question now.
Well, I want to clean the other one.
No. You can't. Just ask me a question, okay?
Okay. Who played the trumpet solo and sang the vocal on Tommy Dorsey's record of the Hucklebuck?
Who played the trumpet solo and sang the sang it? Was was that Charlie Shavers?
Oh, geez, you got it right.
Woo! Oh, yes, okay, I'm sorry. Keep the tape going. Maybe there'll be something else that'll be worth taping. Hey, okay. Thank you very much, Ken. Okay, let's go to Mark in Troy, Michigan. Hi, Mark.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good. What category would you like?
80s rock.
80s rock and roll.
80s rock and roll coming at you. And let's see. And where are you from? What town are you from?
Troy, Michigan.
Troy, Michigan. Okay.
Yeah, about 20 miles outside Detroit.
All right, so let's see. Here we go with the question for you, and it'll go something like this.
A one and a two.
It goes exactly like this. Who drove the Cars to success in the 1980s? Who's the leader of the group, the Cars?
Rick Ocasek.
Very good.
I was going to say the guy who looks like he's got tuberculosis.
Got a huge
Adam's apple. Or anorexia.
Yeah. And married to Paulina Porizkova.
Wow. I don't know
how that happens.
He too badly for himself.
That's right. Okay, do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Okay, what singer, formerly of ABBA, went on to have a top 10 hit, and what was the name of the song?
Oh, God.
I know.
Phil Collins helped her with this one.
Yeah.
Mm. Frida.
Yeah,
something going on. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Hey, what a sharp panel we have, Mark. You're going to have to call back next time and have a tougher question.
ABBA's coming back real big. In fact, they have an album out now, their greatest hits album, with the songs in Spanish. It's called Oro, O-R-O.
Uh-huh.
But it's the regular ABBA songs, but sung in Spanish.
Hmm. Oh. Isn't that strange? It's rising up the charts with a bullet.
Okay. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot. Good to talk with you. Let's go to...
no one really cares about that too much, I found out.
Agualoo, baby. Tom and Wellesley, you're on WBZ with the Swan Music Quiz. What category would you like?
Big band.
Big band. Oh, I'm just so darn excited.
Did he say ABBA? Another question?
Big band. No, he said big band. Okay, here are the titles of three big band instrumental hits. Okay, just name two. of the bands that recorded them. I'll give you three songs, but just tell me the take two out of three of the bands that were associated with. Number one was Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and April in Paris. Among the very few big band instrumental hits, and all of them were big hits. Can you name two out of three of the band leaders that did that? Those.
Buzz Prado, Cherry Pink.
Yeah.
Les Brown, I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Excellent. You probably know April in Paris, too.
Count Basie.
Excellent. Okay, now would you ask us a question, if you would, please?
Who sang Any Old Time on the record made by Artie Shaw?
Billie Holiday.
You're right.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Norm's on his game.
There's always so much disappointment when we get an answer correct. I feel badly. I should kind of fake it or something. Betty up in over in Fishkill, New York. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Norman.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. What category would you like, Betty?
Musical comedy. Musical. You don't think I go up against you on big bands or jazz, do you?
Okay. Well, you get more of a fighting chance. Musical comedies, I'm not as sharp on that as I ought to be. Okay. You remember Rhoda, who's Mary Richards' best friend on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, later on, she was the star of Rhoda, the spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore. Her mother, the woman who played her mother, had been a big Broadway star. She starred in a number of shows, On the Town, Do Re Mi, Look Ma, I'm Dancing. What was her mother's name, who was long in big Broadway musicals before she became Rhoda's mother?
Her name was Ida on the show?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember she
Oh, God, I can...
Well, there's one line in one show she does, which we thought was very daring. It was, I got the hottest oven in town. I'm a cook or something. And maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. But anyway, can you guess?
I'm not going to get it.
Sorry.
I can hear it. I can see her. And yeah, I can almost see it.
Yeah, long before that, but she was very big. I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye now. Okay. Let's see. How about... it's Ruth. It's Ruth in Boston. How you doing, Ruth?
I'm doing good.
You want a question about Don Cornell or something?
I'm going to answer that one because I'd like to play with you.
You're not calling to do a review of this show?
Actually, I happen to know the answer to the very first question Daryl asked, and I know the answer to one Ed asked.
Okay, which category were you going to take?
I'm going to take the question you just asked that lady.
Okay, so you want musical comedy?
Correct. And the answer is Nancy Walker.
Nancy Walker is correct.
Oh, yay.
She was a very big name in Broadway shows.
Correct.
Okay.
I didn't think I was going to get to any of these. But anyway, here's my question for you.
Okay.
On Broadway, there was a show called What Makes Sammy Run?
Yes.
And in it was Alan Alda and Sally Ann Howes and one other person, a famous singer who had a big hit record that still gets played in the top 40 stations now. Name the singer and name the song.
Okay, What Makes Sammy Run? And you mentioned, who are the two people again? I'm sorry, you mentioned who? Alan's father.
And Sally Ann Howes.
Yeah, who was also in My Fair Lady, one version of it later on, I think, or something.
And the song is charting now or has charted recently?
No, it still gets played.
Still gets played.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because the show was... is that Tony speaking?
Yes.
Say hello.
Okay. Okay, let me see.
It's nice to hear from you, Ruth. Can I ask you, can you give us just one more hint? Just if it's playing now, we're going to take it from that angle.
Well, no. I said it still gets played on some of the top 40 stations.
Oh, I see.
Still gets played.
Still.
Okay, Steve Lawrence?
You got it.
Steve Lawrence, because he's been in about two or three musicals.
That.
What was the other one he was in with Edie Gourmet? Golden something.
Golden Rainbow. Golden Rainbow.
Yeah, that's right.
But What Makes Sammy Run? And the name
I forgot.
Well, you only got half, but you haven't got the rest.
Oh, what's the other one? The name of the song?
Yeah.
Oh, I really don't know.
A Room Without Windows.
A Room Without Windows. A bathroom without a seat. A room. I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, you got half. So do I get half a question?
No, I give you the whole. No. I'll give you just a one-part question and make up for that, okay?
Okay. Okay, who played the little girl from Little Rock? This is easy. I shouldn't say it's easy because...
Hillary Clinton.
Who played the little girl from Little Rock who thought the diamonds were a girl's best friend on Broadway? And what was the name of the show? Who played that role and who was the show? Carol Channing, that's right. And, of course, the writers were Julie Stein and Leo Robin. And who, what was the name of the show?
Oh, God.
I'm just a little girl from Little Rock. Da, da, da. All right. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Female anthem.
The name of the show. It was made into a movie later on, but it did not feature Carol Channing.
I know.
Okay.
And I can answer Daryl's question.
Okay, I'm awfully sorry. Thank you for trying. Wow. Anyway, you did the hard part. The name of the show was the easy part.
I know. That's really. Should I answer Daryl's question?
No, no. We want to move along because I want to get. We're nearly at the end of all this.
I can't remember that I used to have a question that's still out there.
Yeah. Rocco in Weymouth. Hi, Rocco.
How you doing?
What category would you like,
okay,
Rocco?
Okay, well, I'd like to see if I can answer one of the earlier questions there. I think there was the one, her own music, says she died in 74.
Yep.
Yeah, the question, I'll just rephrase the question. Her real name was Ellen Naomi Cohen. She died in 1974, and she made her own kind of music. And who was that?
I think it might be Karen Carpenter, maybe.
No, Janet sorry.
Janet Joplin?
Who?
No.
No, it wasn't Janet Joplin, anyway. I'm sorry, Rocco. No, thank you very much. Let's go to Mark in Warwick, Rhode Island. Mark, what category would you like?
I can answer that Carol Channing question, but I'm going to go with... rock, possibly British rock, 60s.
Okay, I'll just go to the page right now. In fact, I'm all the 60s page. I'm all out of that question, but I do have a question for you, and this will pertain to you from where you're calling from. Name the former lead singer of the group LTD. He was born in Providence, Rhode Island, and he had a big hit album called Stay With Me Tonight. And who is that great soul singer?
Oh, that.
Yeah, you that band LTD did that song Back in Time Again. Yeah, Back in Time Again. And he had a big hit album with Stay With Me Tonight, On the Wings of Love. Great singer. Baritone.
I can't think of that tonight. You know?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mark. Thank you very much. We'll take just one more person, I think. Well, maybe a couple more. Frank and Revere. Hi, you're on WBZ, Frank. What category would you like?
Norm, baby, let's go for rock.
Let's go for rock, Dave. Okay there, Frank, baby.
Okay, here we go. Who helped Neil Sedaka revive his career in 1975 with the release of Laughter in the Rain and the song Bad Blood?
Oh, geez, I was hoping for the 80s.
Here's the hint. He sung backup on the song Bad Blood. And he also sung, here's another hint, he signed him to his own personal record company, which was called Rocket Records. And who helped, basically the question is, who helped Neil Sedaka revive his career in 1975?
Is it someone who's known in the rock world?
Oh, yeah.
Are you asked, yeah.
Still?
We asked you first. That's basically.
I'm sorry, I was hoping for the 80s. Let me think. Is this person is a singer, right?
I'm sorry. We've got to have to move along, Frank, but thank you very much. Let's go to
a human being, yeah.
Tom in Melrose. Tom, you're on WBZ. What's your category?
Yeah, the rock and roll. I'd like to try to answer that LTD question.
Right, the name of the...
I think the song was Back in Love Again.
Back in Love...
And the Jeffrey Osborne.
You are correct, yeah.
Okay.
You are correct, yeah.
I've got a question for you. In the 70s...
Okay.
Song Hooked on a Feeling was done by B.J. Thomas, but it was also done by another group.
Blue Suede.
That's correct.
Thanks okay. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Okay, I think it's time to clean up some of the answers the questions we have not got answers to. Let me hit you with a couple of, that I had asked that were not answered. I guess just one in the musical comedy field. The show was... let's say I lost my place here. I forget what the question was. Oh, yeah, who the character that that featured Carol Channing, the girl from Little Rock, and so on. The Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, anyway, is the name of that show. I don't know. We have one still out there for the big bands? I don't think so. I think people got those. What about the ones you had still hanging, Ed? Yeah. And Daryl?
Do you have one, Daryl?
I think so. Ruthie kind of jogged my memory, and I had asked, who is Ellis McDaniel?
Oh, that's right.
And that's Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley, right. And we also asked who Helen Naomi Cohen was, who died in 1974. She made her own kind of music. Mama Cass Elliott.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading about her. We were supposed to have the author of a book on How Did the Rock Performers Die?
Yeah, Death by Rock and Roll.
Yeah, and Musical Death Tragedy. By Rock and Roll. Her, she was in there. And somehow I kind of froze on the whole idea of interviewing somebody in the horrible way. Some death came to some rock and roll people. But I remember Mama Cass very much a part of that. Hey, thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate you all being here.
We had one more question that was...
Just one, that Neil Sedaka...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Neil. Norm. The Neil Sedaka question was, who helped revive Neil Sedaka's career in 1975? That was Elton John. He signed him to Rocket Records, which was Elton John's own company, and he... helped him have a couple of hits.
One more. Two more, actually.
Ken Gorelick. Ken Gorelick is better known as Kenny G. And
he's the clarinet player?
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Sax. Well, sax. Yeah.
Oh, sax. Reeds. We call him a reed man. To cover the areas we don't know too much about.
Brought your axe.
And he's with the Lumberjacks. And the graduated from Tufts University in 1986. Best New Artist in 1988 from the Boston area.
Tracy Chapman.
Right. Yep. Originally from Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland.
Yeah. And that wraps it up tonight for the Swell Music Quiz.
Okay. We'll do this again one day soon because this is fun. I really appreciate you all being here. Ed Mullen, thank you very much. And Tony Nesbitt.
Norm.
And Daryl Gould.
What?
And of course, what? Right on your toes there, fella. And Jack Hart.
Well, thank you.
And of course, you'll be part of the Dumb Birthday Game later on. And maybe anybody else who's a part of this panel like to be part of that, you're more welcome to join us. Because there's another hilarious hour of radio entertainment. You know the problem we do? We do have more entertainment on this program than we have time for.
Yeah.
May I do my imitation of David Letterman again? Okay, ready for my imitation? Have you never heard my imitation of David Letterman? Oh, go away, both of you.
A friendly reminder to like, subscribe, and share. It's a slow burn, but with your help, we can grow this channel and provide much-needed laughter to everyone who listens. I'm having a heck of a time reliving and hearing these moments again. Closing the vault and riding the musical notes home. For those heady days of hitting your redial button. The UN, UNICEF, Majestic Studio Productions, Cheap Certificates of Award, Westinghouse, Fish Tanks and Doctor's Offices, WBCN, Charles Lacordaire, Hot Meals, Typewriters, Musical Tragedies, Nation's Air, Intermission, Linda Chase, Gene Sherrick, May Kramer and the WGBH Blues Program, Birthday Game Prizes that bring new meaning to the term junk mail, home recording your appearance on the show, ABBA, Cherry Jam as a cure for the gout, and please let me know if anyone has had success with that. Jim Frawley, Jack Hart, Daryl Gould, Ed Mullen, and Norm, we have more entertainment on this program than we have time for. Nathan, I'm Tony Bennett. I mean Nesbitt.